Today's podcast marks a milestone. This is our 100th episode. How exciting. If you are interested in being interviewed on our podcast, if you have a specific subject you want us to talk about in a podcast, let us know. Now, right on in to this 100th episode. Hello and welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. Creating a coaching culture. What exactly does that mean? If we simplify, it means that coaching is happening informally and that coaching mindset and skills are applied in conversations generally. It often involves using a coaching style of management, which means listening, asking questions before we jump to telling somebody when they may already know what we're going to tell them. Oftentimes, when companies are seeking to start a coaching program or expand it, part of their motivation is to have a coaching culture because that impacts the health of the organization, both in terms of day-to-day operations and bottom-line impact. The pros of having a coaching culture are that the organization and the interactions and the people are perceived as positive at all levels and appropriate at all levels. Imagine what the impact is there. One of the big challenges companies are facing is hiring and retaining good talent. A coaching culture means when someone is brought into the organization, they are respected for who they are, they're valued, and they truly have an opportunity to use their skill set and have an impact. That's of tremendous importance to that individual. We look at the reason people leave companies, and it's most commonly their own supervisor or boss. And what's the reason there? They're being micromanaged. They're not given the opportunity or the freedom and the flexibility to truly apply what they know and add value in the organization. That's incredibly significant to them. When people have the opportunity to use their skills and as a result feel valued, they develop further and they're more motivated. It increases their level of engagement and it motivates their productivity. When you build a coaching culture inside of an organization, you're supporting organizational success as well as individual engagement and productivity. This in turn improves the talent retention. It's one of the key reasons that increasingly anyone in a leadership capacity is expected to develop their coaching skills. What's the difference? How are coaching skills so incredibly important? Consider what management used to be like. It very much was the boss told everybody, I'm telling you what to do. I'm telling you how to do it. And it's my way or the highway. There was some progress when we moved to the boss saying, let me tell you my ideas and you can tell me how great they are. Now we're progressing. We moved from telling the boss how great their ideas were to actually having the opportunity to put some ideas forward, except for then we found that the boss often claimed those ideas as their own. A true coaching culture really is about recognizing the skill set that every individual on the team brings to the table. It's about recognizing that they really can figure out how to do it, and chances are, the people on the front line can figure out how to do it better because they are the ones on the front line and they're aware of what's happening and what works. When you have a leader that is a coaching leader, they're going to ask questions of their people. They're going to ask questions of them as individuals and ask questions of them in terms of what that person wants to accomplish in the workplace and in their career. They're going to ask questions that invite that individual to explore how they will move past any challenges or obstacles. They're going to ask questions that support that individual figuring out what they want to do and how they want to do it. A coaching leader is going to support their discovery of opportunities to achieve goals. They're going to support them creating their own action plans. And a coaching leader empowers decision-making and action. It's interesting to consider how this works in different organizations. One of my favorite stories was when someone shared that in their company, if you didn't make a big mistake, there was something wrong. It meant you weren't taking enough risk. Well, if you're expected to make a big mistake, that means you have the freedom to take those risks and go out and do those things. And what that organization found was that, yes, of course, a big mistake had its cost. And by giving people the freedom to make those big mistakes, the bottom line impact was huge. And it added tremendous value. Of course, it was a very innovative organization. They were developing new products, and it was incredibly valuable for them. A coaching leader cares about the people on their team and respects each and every one of them as an individual. A coaching leader empowers the people on the team to figure it out, to take action, to think for themselves. This means that the people on their team are more fully engaged and productive. And of course, follow-through increases exponentially because they own what it is they're doing. Think about the favorite boss you've ever had. And what were the characteristics about that person that you appreciated and valued? And when you identify those characteristics, that tells you a lot about what you value. So then check with yourself. Are you embodying those characteristics? Are you demonstrating those characteristics and being the kind of person or leader that you want to be? Inside of an organization, this may be a big shift from the old school mentality to a new school mentality. How do you even make that happen? We've been talking about creating buy-in from the top down. We talked about training coaches. Think also about the leaders having a coach. Because when they have a coach, they experience the impact of the coaching mindset because their coach is inviting them to think it through and explore and figure it out. And when they do, they own it. And because they experience that process through working with the coach, they figure out the power of using that with the people on their team. It's funny, sometimes the conversation goes here. The leader says, I don't have time for them to figure out how to do it because I need it done right now. And here's the pushback on that. Yes, that can make sense in the short term. What's the impact in the long term? If each time something comes up, the leader is giving the answer and telling them what to do, it means the leader is literally training them to be dependent on the leader telling them what to do and how to do it. As soon as the leader takes the time to ask them how they are going to approach it, what their options are, what they're going to do, and gives them ownership of it. The first time takes more time. They start getting an impact. And every time after that, they get closer and closer to that person doing it without even coming to the leader. And guess what that does? That saves the leader time. In the long run, it is far more efficient for a leader to give the people on their team the ownership of figuring out the challenges, figuring out the strategies, planning what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, and ultimately owning it. In turn, as a result, that person is going to feel respected and valued, which increases engagement and productivity. It creates a positive cycle of a win-win. It supports organizational success and it supports individual success. As a leader, it makes sense to develop coaching skills. As an organization, absolutely. Developing a coaching culture is a win scenario. I'm Kathy Liska at the Center for Coaching Certification. Come visit us at www.coachcert.com. Make it a great one.